welcome you inside the Fantasy Spin here on PhiladelphiaEagles.com. I'm Bo Wolf. That is Joe Dolan of FantasyGuru.com. And we, today, Joe, are going to talk about this Eagles team and what to expect from them from a fantasy perspective. Let's talk about quarterbacks, starting with Nick Foles. Of course, you've said we want to wait on quarterbacks a little bit, but if you're taking a guy in the middle rounds or maybe a little bit less valued in an auction, you like Nick Foles.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think people still might be a little bit skeptical of Nick Foles because Chip Kelly's only going into his second year. Nick Foles is going into his first year as a full-time starter. And the fact that he hasn't given a full season yet to fantasy players, I think it has them a little bit skeptical. But if you look at this offense, I think it's an improved offense over last year, at least in terms of the weaponry. And I think Nick Foles has a perfect environment here to succeed. I don't see any reason why he can't put up top five, top six numbers for a pretty affordable price at the quarterback position.
At running back, I think we know all about LeSean McCoy. We don't need to talk too much. The only question is he your number one overall guy?
Yeah, if I'm picking number one, I'm taking LeSean McCoy. I don't think there's a doubt right now. I just feel like the touchdowns opportunities is going to be massive for LeSean McCoy. And I love the spacing of this offense. And I think LeSean McCoy in this offense is the best fit for a running back I've seen in, I can't even remember. It's just a perfect offense for somebody of Shady's skill set. He is the focal point of this offense, and that's why I am going to pick LeSean McCoy number one overall. If I have that pick, I want him on my fantasy team.
In PPR formats as well?
Indeed, even in PPR formats, because I think Jamaal Charles now, he's the other guy who's typically in that conversation. The thing about Charles, I think defenses can key on Charles so much more than they can key on LeSean McCoy because the Chiefs just don't have the type of offensive talent that the Eagles have at the other skill positions.
How about in those PPR formats, do you think that Darren Sproles is a startable player?
Well, I do. Maybe a little bit on the lower end. I'm a little bit concerned that his workload's going to drop off from where it was with the Saints. This is a guy who's used to catching 70 passes a year. And in PPR formats, Darren Sproles was a really nice two or even a flex, a high-end flex. But one thing that he did do a couple years ago was score like 6-7 receiving touchdowns. It's really hard for a running back to replicate 6 or 7 receiving touchdowns. And I'm not exactly sure what Sproles' exact role is going to be on this team, because one thing you have to remember, in his time with the New Orleans Saints, they didn't have a back like LeSean McCoy. LeSean McCoy is not coming off the field for significant snaps to put Darren Sproles in. As a matter of fact, I think we'll see them on the field together quite a bit, but I think that limits Darren Sproles' upside a little bit, at least for fantasy. And I think maybe 50 to 55 catches might be a more realistic expectation for him.
All right, let's talk wide receivers. Riley Cooper coming off a big season, more yards per catch than any receiver in the league last year. What do you expect from him?
Riley Cooper is a guy that I'm kind of likening to Devery Henderson when he used to play for the New Orleans Saints. I think Riley Cooper ultimately is going to have similar numbers to what he had last year, and that's going to make him a nice, viable option in best ball formats. Like when you draft a team and you don't pick a lineup, it just puts the best player in for every week. I think Riley Cooper is probably going to have 3 or 4 big games. I'm just not sure the consistency is going to be there. He's going to be the deep threat on this team. I think he's going to be, I like to call him the can opener, somebody who takes the top off the defense. I think he's going to continue in that role, but I think it's going to mean he's going to have 3 or 4 big games when Nick Foles finds him on those long strikes like he did last year. I'm just not confident the consistency is going to be there.
How about Jeremy Maclin coming off his torn ACL? He's looked good in camp. What do you expect from him on the field?
I would expect Jeremy Maclin to handle the majority of the DeSean Jackson role, that kind of motion receiver, the Z receiver, somebody moves into the backfield, moves at the line of scrimmage. But I think Jeremy Maclin can actually do a few more things. I think Chip Kelly mentioned he's a little bit stronger against press coverage, and that means they can run a few more ISO routes with him than they could with DeSean Jackson. I don't expect Maclin to put up DeSean Jackson's numbers because I think the Eagles have more at the receiver position, but I think he could be a very nice number three, maybe someone around 65 to 75 catches for 1,000 to 1,100 yards, 7 or 8 touchdowns. I think I'd be very happy with that from Jeremy
Maclin. So you take Maclin over Cooper?
Yeah, and I actually might take Jordan Matthews over Cooper, too. I know everybody's talking about how the Eagles are going to use them like Marcus Colston, but I think everybody's saying that because the comparison makes sense. Just a big receiver out of the slot who can make things happen in the red zone. I really like the fit of Jordan Matthews, and I think I might gamble on the upside of Jordan Matthews over Riley Cooper, just because I think Cooper might be a frustrating player for fantasy, just because you don't know when those big games are going to come.
Well, there you have it, the complete fantasy forecast for the Eagles in 2014. That's Joe Dolan of FantasyGuru.com. Follow him on Twitter at FG_Dolan for all your fantasy football needs. And remember, we will have Fantasy Spin to help you throughout the regular season here on PhiladelphiaEagles.com.